T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reshow. Hanging out in the Kia Studios. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck always gets first request. One of the best voices in music history, Levi Stubbs, it's his birthday today. Obviously, the singer of the Four Tops, a little Standing in the Shadows of Love. My favorite Four Tops song is Bernadette. That's my favorite one. And he's got that voice. You never saw that Hitsville, USA documentary, have
no,
you?
No, I didn't. I've been wanting to watch it.
Phenomenal.
I haven't had a chance.
I mean, it's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. Because they pretty much talk to everybody that's still alive, but they really kind of follow around at the studios of Hitsville, USA. They really follow around Smokey Robinson and Berry Gordy. But it's funny because the Temptations and the Four Tops kind of had a little competition, right? And look, when you talk about the Temptations, Eddie Kendricks and Eddie Kendricks and who's the other lead singer?
Ruffin?
David Ruffin. Like, that's two of the great voices of all time. David Ruffin's got one of the great voices in music history. Then later on, Otis Williams. Dennis Williams. Dennis Williams, yeah. So they talked to some of the guys that were in the Temptations, and they were like, you know, we thought we were, you know, pretty good. We had multiple lead singers and all this, that, and the other. And then one of the guys that was in the Temptations, he's like, but that Levi Stubbs, he was like, that guy was no joke. Like, he was that guy. And that voice that he's got, man, that's one of the great voices in music history is Levi Stubbs. So it is his birthday today. So we didn't really do a Motown Monday because we had two great birthdays. So we flipped the script and we get a little bit of Levi Stubbs. Braves right now, oy vey. Not as good right now for the Braves. So let me see if it's still 4-1. It was 4-1. The Mutts were up. So Lindor hit a bomb. So the run for the Braves came on an Ozzie Albies homer. But Lindor hit a 2-run bomb off of Bryce Elder. And, I mean, that thing was hit a long, long way. And then a hanging slider to Pete Alonso. And he deposited that ball about 8,000 feet. So the Mets have 2 2-run homers in the game. And, by the way, Alonso's already at 49 RBI. Excuse me, 49 RBI. Lindor is at 42 RBI. So both of those guys way on pace to be over 100 RBI guys. Lindor with 11 homers, and Alonso's been absurd this year. He's got 22 homers now. So the two guys you really could not hang that kind of pitch to, unfortunately, Elder, hang it. 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, and 2 homers for Bryce Elder. And he's got 79 pitches right now. And Braves are batting now in the bottom of the fourth. So got to get some things cranked up and going. You know, we got to be able to sing our song at the end of the night, right? Got to be able to sing our song out of it. So, again, Braves hitting in the bottom of the fourth inning right now, but they are down 4-1 as two-run homers from Lindor, two-run homer from Pete Alonso. That's the difference in the game. And, again, Ozzie Albies has his 13th homer of the season. So we'll keep up to date as this game got on. Remember, this game was delayed. It didn't start until 9 o'clock tonight. So they were a delayed start on this. And so they're a little bit behind. All right. Let's get to a college football roundup.
It's time for the college football roundup. A complete look at all the collegiate football action. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, Nick Saban and the SEC are going to be headed to Washington. What was that movie? What was the guy's name? Jimmy Stewart played somebody like Mr. Somebody Goes to Washington, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington or something like that. So Nick Saban and the SEC are headed up to a business trip in Washington. They're going to make the pitch for federal regulation of how college athletes can make money off their fame. They say it's the most nationally significant trip of the week for the Alabama coach, if not the most personally meaningful for the grandfather of a 9- and 3-year-old, and they get into these visiting kids with cancer and all that kind of stuff. The SEC is scheduled to host a reception for lawmakers and congressional staffers Wednesday night before meetings with individual representatives and senators from the 11 states in the conference footprint. College sports leaders are seeking help from Congress in managing name, image, and likeness compensation. The NCAA lifted its ban on athletes being paid endorsers in 2021. Nick Saban telling the Associated Press, quote, "I think that the whole idea is we want to provide information based on our experience so that people that are involved in the House and Senate both sort of have an idea of what the issues really are and how it can impact and affect college football in the future." Now, Day-Day, do you know what the definition of an elephant is?
The definition?
Of an elephant.
No.
That's a horse designed by a committee. And so the last thing that I want on planet Earth is the Senate and Congress to have their grubby hands in, because you know what they'll probably end up doing? Taxing it and all this other kind. I don't want Congress to have anything to do with this. Allow the states, okay, mm-hmm. to decide, or the universities to decide. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be stumbling blocks along the way, right? There are going to be unintended consequences of these types of things. But it's better for the marketplace to decide than Congress to decide. This is a horrible idea. And I understand the sentiment. But the only thing that Congress does well is go to war and print money. The only thing they do well is the military and printing money. That's it. They don't do anything else well. And the idea that they can figure out a way to regulate this, meanwhile, inflation through the roof, gas prices through the roof, eggs are $50 a dozen, right? So what's more important is we have to dip our hand into athletes making money. And by the way, there's been some movement across the country to make students employees of the state. If you're going to play collegiate athletics and get your scholarship and all that, you become an employee of the state. I got no problem with that. But the last thing on this earth that we need is Congress deciding what's best for student athletes. Ugh. I mean, it makes me sick to my stomach. The last group of people on this earth that understand anything about this issue is Congress and the SEC. Saban goes on to say, I don't know exactly what the answer is, but I think if we can get more people aware of what the issues are for here, are for them to have input and how we can sort of create a model that would help create some competitive balance but still give people opportunities to use their name, image, and likeness, I think that will be a good thing. No, they don't. What Nick Saban wants to do is he wants to control the narrative. Because, again, with this type of system, with athletes getting, you know, it's a free-for-all. He doesn't have control of it. That's what he wants. He wants to control it. Make no mistake about it. Read between the lines. He wants to have control. He wants his coaching brethren to have control. Why? Because this gives him too much freedom.
And it messes up. I don't say use the word messes up, but from a recruiting standpoint, like, now that battle is more intensified, and that's what they're really worried about.
Well, again, they keep talking about, well, this is creating haves and have-nots. The entire collegiate system is have and have-nots.
Right.
The entire system is built on the idea of have and have-nots.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
So now they don't want to put that work in.
Like in the year of our Lord, 2023, this is now all of a sudden it's become have and have-nots? Come on. This is control. Not so much about the idea of money or what, it's control. They don't have control of the situation, and it's a free-for-all. And that's not, again, when you're Nick Saban, you want your finger on the pulse of everything, right? What do we talk about? The idea of these coaches know everything that goes on. They, you know, when it's convenient, they bury their head in the sand and say, oh, well, I didn't know what was going on. But yet they know everything. They tell you what everybody's doing. They tell you what Johnny Dipstick is doing, you know, in class. They know everything, except when they don't want to know. And this is a situation where these coaches want to have control over the situation. And they think that Congress is the way to do this. You think any student athlete is going to benefit by congressional oversight on name, image, and likeness? You think that the first student on this planet is going to prosper because the federal government has control over name, image, and likeness?
Well, they don't care. That's the whole point. They just want the backing of the federal government to your point, give them that control.
Right, to give them that control back. Reel things in,
yeah.
To tighten up the reins.
Yeah, so they don't care about the fact that,
yes,
they don't care about all that other stuff.
Yes. Saban says, with states having different laws, I think the only way is to have some federal legislation that controls and makes it the same for everybody. No, it doesn't. It doesn't need to be the same for everybody. It doesn't need to be the same for everybody. That's the problem. When you make everything the same, you make everything worse. And again, different states will come up with different things that are good and better for the athletes, and then other states can adopt that. But you think Nick Saban, let me tell you, you think Nick Saban and UAB are on the same playing field? They're both Division I college universities. You think they operate on the same level? UAB, and UAB's a part of the Alabama system, right? You think UAB and Alabama operate at the same level of one another? Of course not. Of course not. But this is all about control. This isn't about what's best for the kids. This is about coaching able to control this. And I don't want anything to do with it. All right, when we get back, Tony Ressler I think he needs to speak. Chuck, we're in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reshow. 404-741-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. You want to get your rank'em list into us. 404-726-0929. That's the phone line if you want to jump on. If you haven't seen that Hitsville USA documentary, it is on Showtime, I know. I think it actually did come out in the movies or something like that, but it's on Showtime because that's where I watch it.
Yeah,
all the time.
I remember seeing previews for it. I just never, it was one that I was like, I said I wanted to see, but I just never got around to it.
The best part, for me at least, I think the best part is they talk about Marvin Gaye, and as, you know, the decade of the 60s was ending and they were going to the 70s and the Vietnam War, and you know, there's a lot of political turmoil in the country. And he talks, and they talk about Berry Gordy was very resistant to, for a lack of a better term, political songs. Like, he did not want to get too political and isolate his audience. And he talked about the idea of Marvin was writing so much good music, and he was feeling, and Marvin said, look, you taught us to be like true to ourselves and this, that, and the other, and then now you're trying to squelch it. And he's like, I didn't have an answer for it. And then they start playing What's Going On, and they play all the different layers of What's Going On. For instance, they start with, so Marvin Gaye did multiple harmonies on What's Going On. They start with, like one of his harmonies. Then they add in another layer of his harmonies. Then they add in the conga drum, you know, and then they add in, you know, this, and they add, and then they add in strings, and then they finally add in his vocal. And just when you hear every level and layer of that song, it's amazing. And again, it's one of my favorite songs, and it's probably my favorite album of all time, you know, What's Going On. But when you hear all the different layers that went into that song, from the bass guitar to the conga drums to just everything in between, you know, just every layer of it, just phenomenal. I mean, so, and that to me is the best part. I mean, and again, seeing everybody in the photos and things like that, like, you know, again, the reason that you get My Girl is because Smokey Robinson wanted to write a song for David Ruffin. He's like, this guy's this great singer, and they're only using Eddie Kendricks on their hits. And he's like, David Ruffin's got this amazing voice. We need to find a song for him. And he's like, well, Mary Wells had my guy. You know, let's do my girl. And Berry Gordy was like, he's like, what are you going to, you know, after you do my girl, what are they going to do? Like my wife, my mother, my aunt, like how far can this thing stretch? But obviously my girl, you know, ends up being, you know, maybe the I don't know, one of the five all-time Motown hits, you know what I mean? Like five most recognizable Motown songs, you know, that sound of Motown. But it's a phenomenal documentary, phenomenal. So if you get a chance, watch that. It's called Hitsville USA, and they pretty much talk to everybody who's alive, at least. I mean, and even they have clips of, you know, Marvin Gaye talking and all that kind of stuff. Can you imagine Marvin Gaye still alive today, like in this kind of world? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's an artist I got to put you on to. I'm drawing a blank on his name, but he's a newer artist and sounds just like Marvin Gaye. I mean, it's if you didn't know, like if you just heard it in the car riding around, you would be like, wait a minute, what is this? Is this some kind of unreleased Marvin Gaye? Like it. I can't think of the kid's name right now. It's drawing me a blank. But I mean, his voice is amazing. So, yeah, imagining Marvin Gaye alive right now, I mean, the stories, I mean, just.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost so many musical artists way before
they should have
passed on, you know? I mean, there's way too many examples of music. I mean, again, Michael, Prince, you know, Marvin Gaye.
Do you think if his father hadn't done it, do you think he still would have you know, you think he'd be around?
Yes. I mean, I know he lived hard. I mean, yeah. he was into, you know, recreational different things, yeah, and stuff like that, and it was a screwed up family. I mean, if you don't know the story, his father shot him. I mean, his father murdered him. I mean, well, I guess murdered. I don't think he intentionally was trying to kill Marvin Gaye, but he pulled a gun on him. I mean, they had a heated argument. He pulled a gun and fired, and Marvin, I think, was shot in the chest or whatever. But his father killed him. I mean, and they, you know, again, I would just love to think that a Marvin Gaye in today's, you know, environment. I mean, you know, we see how influential Stevie Wonder still, right? I mean, Stevie Wonder is a beloved artist, you know? I mean, he's one of the most beloved artists and one of the most brilliant people in the music business in American music history. You know, Marvin Gaye could have been a guy like that, right? I mean, Marvin Gaye could have, you know, had that kind of influence. And obviously, you know, for a lot of these guys that were political and things like that, that came from the 60s and stuff like that, you know, that, again, that, you know, I heard Smokey Robinson say the quote that he's like, when you hear what's going on, it's just as relevant today as it was back in 1968. I think that album came out in 72, I believe. I think it's when What's Going On came out in 72. But he's like, that music is just as relevant today in this year as it is, you know, when it was, you know, 50 years ago or whatever.
It definitely is.
So it's crazy to think about. But, yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that, you know, we lose, you know, what's the old saying? It's better to burn out than fade away, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just you have that big shining star and then, you know, you're gone. You know, it's like a big star that shines really bright and then all of a sudden it just explodes, right? And then it's gone, you know, and that's the way a lot of these musical artists, you know, became over their life. So, but anyway, real quickly, I do want to mention, look, I want to hear from Tony Ressler. I want Tony Ressler to speak about the direction that this franchise is headed. I don't need him to get specific about players and things like that, but I want to hear him talk in absolutes. We're going into the luxury tax. We need to be a second-round playoff team, right? I want him to speak into absolutes. I don't want this falterol of, you know, well, we're going into luxury tax when it makes sense, and we're collaborative and communicative and all this kind. I want them to speak in absolutes. And I think that's one of the things that we're missing. And I think it would make Hawks fans feel better if we knew the direction of what our franchise wants to be. We can talk about players and all this, any other. I'm not talking about even that micro. I'm talking about the macro environment. We're going to be a luxury tax team. You know, we're going to, you know, we need a second round play. I mean, those kinds of things. And again, you can talk about those kinds of things from a 35,000 foot view. They don't have to be things that you get into the minutiae and into the weeds on about this player or that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about philosophically. There's no reason to hide the fact of, are we going in the luxury tax? Because again, it's not something that needs to be hidden. It's not something that you're trying to gamesmanship another team or whatever on going the luxury tax. You're either in the luxury tax or you're not. And right now, the Hawks are in the luxury tax, about $9 million over. They're in the luxury tax. And so, while I understand the idea of not spending money just to spend money, but how are you going to grow if you don't spend money? And how are you going to get better if you don't spend some money? You can't trade everybody away from the roster. Can't play with three guys on it. You're going to have to pay some people, but it's a situation where, you know, when Tony Ressler spoke before, few months ago, whatever it was, you know, and he talked to Mike and Carl, and I thought they did a really good job in that interview, but it's a lot of, how do I say, coach speak, or just a lot of just mishigas, collaborative, communicative. I don't want to hear the buzzwords. I don't want to hear the platitudes. I don't want to hear campaign slogans. I don't want to hear those kinds of things because, again, it's not getting us anywhere. Are we going to be a luxury tax team? Okay. I want to know. You know, and again, I think that you would make Hawks fans feel better if we felt like we had a direction to this team. I think you'd feel better if we had sort of an understanding, not from a player personnel standpoint, but what's the macro picture of what this organization wants to be? Hey, we're going to go in the luxury tax, and we need to be a second-round playoff team. And if it doesn't, we're going to get out of the luxury tax. Okay. I mean, I can buy that. I can believe in that. But you got to give the Hawks fans hope. It can't be just, you know, well, you know, when the time is right and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, we're collaborative on everything, and, you know, we're trying to get better, and we're going to be more communicative. No. No. Speaking tangible things. Speaking tangible terms about what we're going to be, what we're going to do, all those kinds of things. So, again, that's why I think Tony Ressler, before we get into this offseason, okay, before we get into it neck deep, we need to have a clear understanding about where we're going as a franchise. And that has to come from the top. That has to come from Tony Ressler. Can't come from Quinn Snyder or Landry Fields. Has to come from the tippy top of the food chain. Leadership goes downward. Leadership starts at the top and filters down to people. It's not the other way around. It doesn't start at the bottom and creep its way up. It starts at the top and filters down through. And if that message is, you know, confusing or unclear, then you're going to have a confusing or unclear organization. You're not going to have an organization that figures things out. So I think the time is now for Tony Ressler to speak, just to give his State of the Atlanta Hawks speech and tell us where we are right now. All right, Rankin coming up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. I've got sunshine. Sports Radio 92.9 at the game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios. 4-3 now, Braves. So, trying to fight, scratch, and claw their way back. So, maybe we get the Braves to lead here before we get out of here. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends, picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em.
All right, Chuck. So, you know, this weekend, my family and I, we went down to Southern Bell Farm.
Yep.
I hit you up on Twitter, in fact. Showed you the strawberries and all that
Look
stuff.
Good.
Yeah, man. So, basically, in the way it works down there, they kind of, you know, they make a lot of their desserts on site
right.
and stuff. And it's based off of what's, because, like, they'll have, like, another week or so of strawberries, and then they'll go over to peaches. And
then
they'll do peaches for a while. And I think after peaches is blueberries. And then blackberries.
And then later in the fall, they get into apples and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
and okay. I think blackberries. I think they'll have some time with blackberries, too. So anyway, strawberry shortcake, because of its strawberry picking time, was their theme dessert.
Okay.
But some of the other desserts that they do make, I want you to rank them. Strawberry shortcake, peach cobbler, blueberry pie, fried apple pie.
Peach cobbler all the way.
Okay.
I will do blueberry pie second.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Strawberry shortcake 3. And what was the last one you said?
They do a fried apple pie and they put the vanilla ice cream on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big fried pie kind of guy. I like an old. I keep my pie simple. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Keep my pie simple.
All right. We know that today is, I guess, the anniversary of D-Day, right?
D-Day, yeah.
All right. So rank these war movies: Platoon, Full Metal Jacket, Pearl Harbor, Jarhead.
Full Metal Jacket. That's a Stanley Kubrick film. That's a crazy flick. Obviously, the first part of that movie is awesome with Arlie Emery, or whatever his name is, as the drill instructor.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I'll give that one. I'll do that one first. Jarhead. And what was it? What was the third
Platoon
one?
And I know Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor 4. That's a dreadful movie.
That's got your boy in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, Ben Heart Attack and all that stuff. Yeah, that movie's dreadful. I'll put that one number 4. I'll do Platoon number 2.
Okay.
Which is supposedly based on Oliver Stone's time in Vietnam and all
right.
that kind of stuff, but it's kind of goofy. I'll still put it number 2. And then Jarhead number 3.
Okay. All right. And then these themed these types of movies, with war movies being one, westerns, sci-fi, or sports movies?
I'll take the sci-fi movies.
Okay.
Western, sports, and what was the other one?
War movie.
I'll take war 2.
Okay.
I'll take sports 3, and I'm not a big western guy. I love the old West. Like, I love that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been to Cartersville and gone through the Booth Museum, and that's,
right.
you know, a cowboy kind of museum and all
mm-hmm.
And paintings are fascinating about the old West and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I love that period of time, but I'm just not a cowboy movie kind of guy.
Gotcha.
Love the period of time, just not necessarily movies for it.
Okay. All right. You want to hit up the texters and things there? Let's see
what
we got.
So let's see here.
Before we get to Googling.
From our buddy Alvy Cohen, TLC shows. I didn't know I was pregnant. Hoarders buried alive. 1,000-pound sisters. Sex sent me to the ER. The only one I know of these is the Hoarders show. So I'll take that number 1 because some of those people, I don't even know how they live. I really don't know how they live.
Yeah, that show, it actually, like, irks me just to see that.
Yeah, it's just, like, I don't even know how you could, I can understand being messy, but I don't understand as a human being
how you can just live all like that. Yeah.
By the way, Ozuna with a double and drives in Murphy and the game is tied now. I'll do that one. 1,000-pound sister sounds intriguing. That's number 2. Sex sent me to the ER 3, and I didn't know I was pregnant. How do you not know you're pregnant? Again, that's just the most ridiculous things. Rank these 2010s what-if scenarios. The Thunder don't trade Harden. Greg Oden and Brandon Roy are healthy with LaMarcus Aldridge. LeBron never goes back to Ohio. The Warriors trade Klay for Kevin Love. Well, LeBron never going back to Ohio. I always knew that he was going to go back, even when he went to Miami. And I understood the reasons why he went to Miami, but I always knew that he was going to go back to Ohio. So that one would be intriguing. Warriors trade Klay for Kevin Love. That would be the second one. Oden and Brandon Roy are healthy with LaMarcus Aldridge. That would be the third one. And then the Thunder don't trade Harden. James Harden was never going to stay in Oklahoma City. He wanted to be a star in the league. So best way from our buddy Marco on Twitter, best way to spend free time, exercise, be active, do nothing in silence, watch TV and sports, or hang out with friends. So I'll take the watch TV and sports to chill out. Do nothing in silence. I do a lot of that. Mm-hmm. I don't do as much as I would like to. Exercise and be active. And I don't like hanging out with people. I don't enjoy hanging out with people. So that would be number four. From our buddy James, rank these wrestler nicknames by Jim Cornette. Okay, and he's got some good ones. He calls Orange Cassidy my little dog Pockets. He calls Excalibur Sockface. He calls the Young Bucks the Hardly Boys, and he calls Kenny Omega Twinkle Toes. So I like the Twinkle Toes one because he's the greatest living artist. That's number one. Sock Face for Excalibur, number two. The Hardly Boys, three. And my little dog Pockets, number four. And I'm not a big Orange Cassidy fan. The joke is way outplayed for Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
So it's just too much. One more here from our buddy Rusty. Break these characters on what's happening. Dwayne, Roger, Shirley, Rerun. Rerun's my guy, so
okay.
He's number one. Shirley's number two.
Two, yep.
Yeah, Shirley's number two. I'll go Dwayne, three, and Roger, four.
Now, I know Shirley and Rerun both, those actors actually both passed away, if I'm not mistaken. Are they doing it?
Wasn't it Fred Carter? Wasn't Fred Carter Rerun?
He
passed away.
Yeah, him and Shirley both passed away. Okay. Do we know if the other two, Roger
I don't
and
know.
Dwayne?
Yeah, I don't. That I don't know. But I do think that Fred Carter.
Yeah, Fred Carter, definitely. I do remember him passing. So.
All right, from the text line, rank these ladies. Olivia Austin, Bridget B., Samantha Saint, Nicolette Shea. You can guess what they do for a living. They're in movies. I'll give them that.
Just put it that way.
I'll do that Nicolette Shea number one. I'll do Samantha Saint number two. Olivia Austin three, and Bridget B number four. And he even says, they're all winners, by the way. Absolutely. I totally agree. All right, what you got?
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, Peachy.
P-E-A-C-H-Y.
Yep.
Okay.
Queen, normal spelling.
Yep.
Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y.
All right. Peachy Queen Audrey. Well, she's got her OnlyFans page, I see.
Yeah.
All right.
Got her?
Yep.
All right. Hey, Jordan Renee. So H-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
J-O-R, Jordan, yep. And then Renee is R-E-N-E.
All right. And You Dream of Jordan, by the way, is her Instagram profile.
Nice.
All right.
Got her?
Yep.
All right. Miranda Lee. So M-I-R-A-N-D-A.
L-E-E.
L-E-I-G-H.
Oh, L-E-I-G-H.
Yep.
Okay.
Underscore 6539.
And it even pulled it up, 6539. It pulled up
Her on up.
Yeah. okay.
All right. And all then right. It's either Ellie or L Bay. I think it's – or Bailey. I think it's L Bailey, but E-L-L-E-B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Okay.
Could be Ellie, but
– is that it?
Yep.
L Bailey. Finally, a normal name. I was so shocked by the whole thing. I'll do Peachy whatever.
Yeah, Peachy
number one.
That is a peach.
I'll do L Bay number two.
Okay.
Or L Bailey number two. I guess I'll do Hey Jordan number three, and then
Miranda
Lee. Number four.
All right, let's do one more. All right. Only.
Okay. Only. Okay.
The number one.
Uh huh.
J and then Shea, which is S H E A.
Okay, is that it?
Yep.
All right. let me see if I can.
It blocked you.
Yeah. This image may contain explicit content.
You should be able to say okay though, right?
Yeah. I've got the picture though. Okay.
All right, and then Michelle, but it's one L, so Michelle dot BBY.
Okay. And
I guess that's supposed to be short for baby.
Yeah. Okay.
Got her?
Yep.
All right. The next one is BXD dot Blondie. BLONDY.
All right. Well, we know she's on TikTok, so that I've got.
All right. And then Pale Thick. P-A-L-E Thick.
All right. Pale Thick. She American Indian or something?
She's Aussie.
Let me see, because that one didn't.
P-A-L-E thick. Nope. Really? See.
Pale thickness, but she's Australian.
Yeah.
Pale thickness.
Power lifter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, it won't pull up an image. So she's got to go.
So she's got to go.
Yeah,
to
she's
got to
go number four. But let me see if I can. No, I don't, it doesn't pull up. So she'll go four. I'll take, what's her name? BXD Blondie. I'll take that one. Number one. I'll take only J1 Shay. Number two.
Okay.
And I'll do, what's her name? Michelle BBY.
Baby.
Yeah. Bebe. Like she's Adam Cole, number three. So
nice.
All right, that's a rank 'em for a Tuesday night. Chuck Green, the Key Studios. We're wrapping things up next. Sports written out to the game, Odyssey.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.